fighting for America.
So I would urge the president, in the very strongest of terms, to abandon his plan for this executive amnesty and to heed the very clear message that voters sent last Tuesday.
Fighting for Idaho.
So we've got some cheers going on behind us. Do we know what's going on? They don't look so excited.
Yes, we're down on the surface. That's what a moment, really. I mean,
fighting for you.
Ustedes están escuchando a Kevin Miller in 580 KIDO. Gracias.
Boise's Mr. Right.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Kevin Miller in the morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Coming up, we will take a look at just everything that's going on. If you're starting your day and you have your car in your garage, you're doing wonderful things, and you're thinking, oh, it's not so bad. Oh, man, the smackdown will happen. The roads are horrible. The schools are closed. People are driving like nitwits. It is just darn scary. I say that as someone who's driven in the snow, this, that, and the other, especially those of you that have to go in. I'll tell you this. If I had my way, I would just stay at home. It's just one of those days. What is it, 3-5 inches already? The roads, not what they should be. It's just how it is. You know, it's kind of like, Kevin Miller, you're sick. Well, the listener doesn't care. Kevin Miller, the roads are bad. Well, we don't care. I'm just saying, folks, as Dave Burnett and all the traffic people have said, triple your time, quadruple it. Don't get lulled into going faster than you have to, especially if you're going on the highway. It's just a mess. In other words, I'd telecommute today. I'd do the very best to just stay at home, and it's just that kind of thing. And coming up, we will I was going to say, and this is the tough part for me, this program is about phone calls, but, you know, I don't want you on your phones calling in. It's that dangerous. Major schools, Boise, Caldwell, West Ada, Meridian, Nampa, Ontario, Adrian Compass Public Charter, Emmett, Falcon Ridge, Four Rivers, Greenleaf Friends Academy, our friends out there, Liberty Charter, CUNA, Middleton, Parma, Valley View, Vision Charter, and Wilder. In other words, everything. So please be very careful. As we roll this morning here at 580KIDO, we go to Vernon Robinson from Alexandria, Louisiana. I was going to say Virginia. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am under the weather here, and we are as we're rolling. So anyway, how are you? I guess it's not snowing where you are.
It is not snowing. A cold front came down, but still a lot warmer here than it is either North Carolina or in Idaho. But the last time I was in Idaho in December or in January, it was the only place I could find that was relatively warm and dry. Iowa was not.
I'm with you. So, you know, a lot of activists here and across the country are very excited about Dr. Ben Carson possibly running for the presidency. What are your thoughts on that?
I believe Dr. Carson will run just because of watching what he's been doing of late. From, you know, he had originally said that he wanted to play golf, travel the world with his wife, learn foreign languages, and raise money for kids to go to school. And if he wanted to do that, it's not clear why he would need two political action committees and having a billionaire set up offices in Bethesda, Maryland, leave Fox News, change his party affiliation back to Republican. I believe he's clearing the decks for action, but I, you know, the draft committee is independent of Dr. Carson, so we don't talk to him.
I know, but this is enough for you to commit yourself to backing somebody that, you know, in theory could be a good president, but they said that about a lot of folks.
Well, the draft committee believes that Dr. Carson is the only guy who can beat Hillary Clinton, because in order to beat Hillary Clinton with the current electorate that elected Barack Obama twice, you have to broaden the base of the GOP and stay true to conservative principles at the same time. There are some fellows who can broaden the base, but they want to do so by supporting amnesty and gun control and a couple other things. That will shatter the party. or a week on pro-life issues. There are some guys who, like Scott Walker, who are good at staying true to conservative principles, but they can't broaden the base. So you have to do both, and Dr. Carson can do that. And I think that you also need a nominee who can articulate conservative principles and values and exemplifies them in a way that the average voter can understand. And finally, the current regime has divided the country in every way possible for 6 years, almost 6 years. And it's important that the nominee be able, and I believe Dr. Carson is the only guy possibly in either party who can bond with all the American people and heal the country. So that's the case that the draft committee makes for why Dr. Carson should be the GOP nominee.
Well, that is great, but if Dr. Carson does run, he's got to go up against the Republican Party establishment.
Well, I know Tokyo Rove is out there, and he's licking his chops to get Bush 45 in the race, but hopefully all of the Idaho listeners understand that if you nominate Bush 45, you get Clinton 45.
Well, why do you say that?
Don't do it. Because, again, Jeb is committed to amnesty. He is ambiguous on Common Core, two big bullet points that the base is unacceptable. And so it's not clear that he can broaden the base without tossing a good part of the base overboard. So I think it'd be a disaster. Jesse Jackson doesn't get it right very often, but he said, stay out the bushes. And it's pretty good advice for the GOP in 2016.
Vernon, if people want to be involved in your quest to do this, what can they do?
We encourage them to go to www.runbenrun.org. Camille Blaylock, who just left the Idaho Republican Party as finance director to have a baby, is the Idaho state coordinator for the draft Ben Carson for President Committee. And we encourage folks to go there. We've tried to do two things to sort of take strategic advantage over conservative activists. One is to be a very responsive campaign. If you leave a message on the website, if you do anything on the website, you get a live response in 24 hours, as opposed to the Republican National Committee, where if you have ever sent them an email, you know that it goes into a black hole, never to be heard from again. And we've also parked a Ferrari in everybody's garage, and that Ferrari is the Nation Builder organizing platform that the website sits on.
Right.
There are three levels of access on the website, and access level three gives you a tremendously powerful organizing tool. And so we encourage folks to go on the website, sign the petition to ask Dr. Carson to run, because Dr. Carson doesn't believe you can look in the mirror and say, honey, I think we'd look great in the White House. He believes that the office should seat the man, and that the American people have to call you to run for office, which is why we launched the petition drive. If folks want to, they can go out, if it's not snowing and freezing, on Black Friday across the nation. Volunteers will be out getting petition signatures, citizens asking Dr. Carson to run.
Vernon, we appreciate it, and stay warm, brother.
Well, I discovered the wonders of Lyme jeans when I was in Iowa, so I hope everybody gets their Lyme jeans out, because it sounds like they're going to need them today.
Yes, sir. Take care, Vernon. Good luck to you.
Take care, and we'll be in touch.
All right, there we have it. Vernon Robinson, the draft Ben Carson. Let's get an update on the traffic and weather from Channel 7's Bonnie Sheldon.
More drivers starting to head out for their morning commute today, and we're just off I-84 in Meridian, and you can see there are more cars heading out, but they have to go a lot slower than usual, and that's one thing that Idaho State Police and a lot of the counties that I've been talking to this morning really want to stress. You're not going to be able to go the speed limit, even if you think, oh, there's no cars in front of me. You need to slow down. The average speed I just heard was around 30. And I can tell you, we just went from one exit to another, and it took us about 20 minutes here on the interstate in Meridian. So definitely give yourself a lot of extra time. Think about doubling or tripling your commute time just to make sure that you're safe. I also wanted to mention there have been a lot of slide-offs reported, and I believe we have some video to show you of some of the slide-offs that have been happening around the Treasure Valley this morning. I just talked with Ada County dispatchers, and they told me that they have at least three stalled cars or slide-offs reported right now. They're working to get tow trucks to those places. A lot of the crashes that have been reported haven't been serious injury crashes. It's just property damage or people who slid off the road, maybe hit the barrier or some fender benders. So as we've been mentioning, I think it's important to just keep reiterating, take your time. And if you don't have to drive today, don't head out. Just stay home and enjoy the snow from your house. And I also wanted to mention Ada County dispatchers told me a crash that I had reported on a little bit earlier today near 10 Mile on I-84 eastbound near Linder Road. That is still happening. They had to transport one person to the hospital. Don't know their condition right now, but crews are still on scene there. So that is causing some slowdown. So just be careful today. Give yourself some time. We're going to keep updating you and keep moving and tell you about road conditions as you head out this morning.
There we have it from Channel 7's Bonnie Shelton. Kevin Miller with you here. Obviously, if you're rolling, the weather is bad. And what we're trying to do is just keep you updated throughout the morning. And, you know, part of radio, to me, the biggest part of radio is public service. We've got some wonderful folks that will be on, some experts. In addition to that, though, the road conditions, look, I've been here 5.5 years. Well, I've been here 27 years. Well, good for you. Nothing to mess around with. You know, when I used to live in Meridian, it was funny because, you know, you drive out. What do they say? The farther out you go, the more you get for your money. And that is true. Folks that live in beautiful homes in Canyon County or Gem County or Boise County or wherever and have that morning commute in. And it's nothing wrong when you know, your vehicle's working, the roads are great. And then you have that level of difficulty, which is what I encountered today. And, man, it's just crazy. And this is 4 a.m. It really is correct. Triple your commute. And here's another one. I wouldn't put off shoveling the snow. If you're up now, I'd get out there. If you have a snowblower, I'd crank it up. It's a wet snow, so it's sticking. So the longer you wait, the more pain you're going to be suffering. And, if you have the time to do it, if your car is in the driveway or in the street, it's going to take you, I'm not kidding, a good 20 minutes to get that thing rolling. And then you've got the nitwits on the road, which we'll talk about. Look, if you're at home, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. If you're on the road and you're stuck, you need a friend, we'll talk to you. I really urge you, though, you really need to be concentrating this morning. If you're at a stoplight, give us a call. And this is where, look, you're going to work for us this morning. We need your up-to-date reports. We need your traffic updates. We want to hear from you. And it's something that I learned many years ago. In Huntsville, Alabama, the idea of taking advantage of the audience that we have, and people are tuning in right now to go, okay, how is State Street? Okay, how is the connector? And Dave Burnett does an excellent job, but he can't give us the coverage that you can. And again, we're going to hear up-to-date, accurate reports, but when we have you on, we can go for, you know, a couple minutes on traffic as opposed to 60 seconds. I think that's the big thing, you know. And then there's the other school of thought where you're going, I want something to take my mind off it. So our friend Mike Tracy will be with us. In addition to that, we've other great people talking about the big issues as well. And, you know, speaking of this issue of subtly, stealthily, the president has been sending folks back to the Middle East. I mean, we've got 3,000 maybe. We admit to 3,000 troops in Iraq, and you're going, Kevin, it's snowing. But, I mean, the Iraq war, was it? Did we win it? I believe that we did. Have we squandered that victory? We'll have an expert on as well. Lots to talk about here today. Your reaction to the president's amnesty push. We didn't get a chance to roll into that. You heard the president at the top of the hour at 580KIDO saying, well, they pass a bill. I won't do amnesty. And you're thinking to yourself, man, he sounds like a little kid. Anyway, we're not kidding today. I tell you this, the schools have it right. The schools have it right today. They have said, boom, we're done. We're not coming in. Here are the school closures. And I know many of you get the text or the emails. But on the other side, here's the skinny on this. Boise, Caldwell, West Ada, Nampa, Ontario, Adrian, Compass, Public Charter, Emmett, Falcon Ridge, Four Rivers, Greenlee, Friends Academy, Liberty Charter, CUNA, Middleton, Parma, Valley View, Vision Charter, Wilder. Chances are, everything's closed. And do you really want to have the hassle of going to school today? And I know, stay at home, but I'd be shoveling the snow. 620, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to where you're...
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
626, well, that is some refreshing music. By the way, our sister station, our friends at 107.9 will be having their Christmas music starting today. And might be a jolly way to get through the commute. Kevin Miller with you here. And as we said, by the way, I want to thank the Idaho State Police for giving us a great idea. They just favorited our tweet. It's one thing about social media. We've got all the Facebook sites going, 580kido.com, the list of closures for the schools. I'll go over them again. If you're old school, if you're new school, you got a text. Look, Mrs. Miller sent me a text. What should we do today? I go, I'd shut it down for anything that is non-essential. The roads are, icy. They're heavy. And, yeah, we're going to get a lot of traction in the morning. But after that, folks, and here's the skinny. I don't worry about you, but I worry about the idiots that are on the roads, like the crew I encountered this morning, Too Slow Joe and Fast Driving Timmy. You know who I'm talking about. They tailgate you when you're trying to be safe and responsible. Don't get sucked into going faster than you feel comfortable. Joining us now is Dr. Stewart at 580KIDO. Dr. Stewart, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm pleased to see you made it to work safely, and I appreciate your telling everyone to slow down and add extra time to their commute this morning. But a lot of us business people and medical people are going to be at work today. We just take it easy, come in, get in early, get everything shoveled off and ice melted down to make it safe for our patients in my case and businesses in their case. I just wanted to let everyone know that.
Dr. Stewart, you make an excellent point, because when you're in the first responders community, the medical community, patient care, you can't stay at home.
No, and most business people plan ahead. They knew the snow was coming. They're up early. They're getting their parking lots cleared out, as I am, and they're getting ready. We know how to deal with the snow. You slow down, take it easy, add extra time to get things done.
Anything else you want to share with us today?
No, but thanks for letting everyone know what's going on. I appreciate your comments.
Well, before we go, I still want to thank you for raising awareness concerning skin cancer, and we're the highest state when it comes to skin cancer, is that right?
We have the highest death rate from melanoma.
Yeah.
So come spring, I'll be on with you, and we'll talk about how to use sunscreen. But
well,
that's the least of people's worries today.
I'm with you, but, just keep this in the back of your mind. Before we start about spring, let's see if we can do some type of public awareness campaign. When people are hit by it, they look at things a little more. I am high risk, blonde hair, blue eyes, and getting a little older. So, well, a lot older. But think about in the back of your mind and either call us or send us an email, and we'll get together before the spring.
I'd love to do that, Kevin.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Stewart bringing up a very relevant point here this morning, and we'll get to the news. Look, the news is the roads are lousy. People are driving like idiots. Well, not you, because you listen to this program. So we're going to patronize you. We're going to pander to you to justify our existence. However, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And again, look, if I have to do the show without talking to anybody, that's fine. But we've got this freezing rain coming down. We got the snow later in the day, And hopefully it'll be, you know, warm up, but you got the icy conditions. We'll go over this. And, you know, again, this is what local radio is about. This is where we've been, my friends. This is where we've been for over 85 years. And like I said, there are some people that, you know, the power goes out. You've got the radio, right? You got the radio. And we understand that responsibility. Closures today. It is Boise, Caldwell, West Ada, Nampa, Ontario, Adrian, Compass Pub, Public Charter, Emmett, Falcon Ridge, Four Rivers, Greenleaf, Friends Academy. Hello, Greenleaf. I remember when we were out there. Liberty Charter, CUNA, Middleton, Parma, Valley View, Vision Charter, Wilder. I would think Bishop Kelly. I'm sure they're done. CWI closed today. Now, I don't know. I'm sure someone from Bishop Kelly will tell us. In addition to that, you've got all the elementary schools. Look, I'm one of these guys that are out driving around, and you remember, Bishop Kelly closed today as well. But when you're out and about and you have to do things, and look, I get Dr. Stewart. He's in the medical community. I know the people running the ambulances, and this is something, again, I want to thank the state police for recognizing our little tweet, which gave me the idea. You know, the police are out. They can't, I mean, they got those little chargers. Hopefully they're good in the snow, but I believe they're real drive, and that's going to be tough for them. You've got the ambulances. You got the hospital workers. Some people can't afford to take off. Business people. I understand that. But on the other hand, you weigh the pluses and the minuses. Just based on my drive in, I'd stay home today. Of course, then you got to shovel the snow. At least it's Friday, right? 6:32, Kevin Miller in the morning. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller with you, yapping about the roads and everything else relevant here. By the way, something special we'll talk about in a minute. Nicole Pineda joins us from ACHD. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, busy night for y'all there and busy commute for all of us.
Yes. Our crews have been out since 2 a.m. Thursday morning when we actually began pre-treating the roads. And then as the snow began falling yesterday morning and bringing you up to the present, we've been at 24-hour operations. We have a 125-person winter maintenance team, and they've been on rotating 12-hour shifts. So we're working really hard trying to combat the snow.
How many, you know, hours do you think that this will go? I guess you're at the mercy of the meteorologists as well.
Yeah, pretty much. We're hearing that we're going to get some warmer temperatures later on today, and we're hoping that we see some melt. Of course, we'll stay on it until the snow lets up and keep trying to get some traction out there on the roads and help people get to work and wherever they're going safely.
What about just the idea of any tips that you can give drivers right now who are on their way in?
Well, I think the most important thing, and I guess it's been said, but it's so important for everybody to really slow down and drive for the conditions. Even if you're in a four-wheel drive, I would say don't let that give you a false sense of confidence. Ice doesn't really differentiate, you know. Our snow plows are out this morning. We brought those out about 2 a.m., and they have chains on the tires. That's a heavy piece of equipment, so that gives you some idea. We really need to take precautions and be aware that this, you know, there are slippery conditions out there. You need to give yourself plenty of time to get where you're going and just kind of be mindful of the other drivers out there as well.
Is there a pattern to what y'all do? I'm sure there is, but again, Nicole is, you know, just echoing what you've gone through, what I've gone through. You know, driving in, it's slick, and you're like, where's the plow on my road?
We do have priority areas, just basically because, you know, there's certain things that we have to get to first. So that would be major intersections on our arterials and collector roads, overpasses, bridges, the school crossings, railroad crossings, and then streets that have a grade of 6% or higher. Those are the top priority, and then we kind of move down from there.
Any advice that you can give people this morning. Do you urge people to come in, or I'm just telling people if you don't have to be on the roads, stay home.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't have anywhere to go, I would suggest staying home. And if you do have to go out, again, just be very cautious. I drove in this morning about 5:30, and I didn't even go more than 20 miles an hour, and I only slipped one time. It's just you have to slow down out there.
Well, this, you know, and you know this, Nicole. Being here in the Treasure Valley, you got the people running the lights and stuff, and
yeah,
you have to anticipate the red lights because it's tougher to stop on a dime.
That's right. I think that we need to be really cautious around those intersections right now because even on good days you have people running those red lights, and so right now just wait and see because some people aren't going to be able to stop, and that is one area that we really focus on. And try to make sure that it's not slick, but we're dealing with the snow floor here right now. It's just a lot of snow out there. That's what's going on. So people need to be really cautious and mindful out there this morning.
Yeah, I'm with you. And this snow is a little different because it's a wet snow. So it's more compact and, which is a greater strain on the plows. Heck, I was doing my own plowing last night a few times, and I'm going, this is a wet snow. You can't not do it. But is that an extra strain on the machines? Because you have this wet snow. People are saying, well, Kevin, it's always a wet snow. No, the snow is again, a lot more liquid than what we're used to.
You think it's a little bit heavier, maybe. Well,
yes, ma'am.
We've got some pretty beefy equipment out there, and we've got sand and salt and magnesium chloride. Of course, when we're dealing with a little wetter conditions, we can't use the magnesium chloride. So it just everything we use what we have for the right situation. And I think between the mag, the sand and the salt, and the plows, we're doing our best to try to get the snow cleared away and something a little bit safer to drive on. But it's just we just got a lot of snow in a very short amount of time overnight. So
now, could we talk a little bit more? And I know you've got a bullet, but let me hit you with this one real quick, and hopefully we can get you throughout the day here at 580KIDO. But here's the deal. Now, as we're hoping it's going to warm up, but then you've got the rain mix and possibly freezing. So that adds an element for us commuters. How does that impact y'all at ACHD?
Well, like I mentioned, we'll continue to treat the roads. We've got our maintenance crews are constantly checking the road conditions. They're constantly in contact with the National Weather Service. So we're anticipating what's coming. Of course, sometimes it's a little bit of a surprise, but we're doing our best and kind of just reacting to what hits us at that time. So when I read the forecast last night, it said we might get a freezing rain this morning, but there was not supposed to be a lot of ice accumulation. So hopefully that will be the case. I think we are expecting precipitation at least through later this afternoon. At least that's as I understand it. And so we will just continue to stay out there with every tool in our arsenal trying to combat the snow.
Well, Nicole, one more time, some safe driving tips. We can never give people enough information on that this morning.
Yes. Again, please slow down. Drive for the conditions. Give yourself plenty of time. I would say to be on the safe side, double your time. If it takes you 20 minutes to get into work, give yourself 40. And just be mindful of the other drivers out there because sometimes, someone might be starting to lose control and you might be able to, get out of that situation before you get hit by someone else. So just keep your eye on the road.
Nicole, we'll talk to you later. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right. As we continue on, that's the latest from the ACHD. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to traffic now with Dave
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. This just in, Boise State has canceled their classes today. CWI delayed opening. In addition to that, we've got a ton of school closings at 580KIDO.com. Kevin Miller with you here as we move along. Bishop Kelly as well. We've got Boise, Caldwell, West Ada, Nampa, Ontario, Adrian, Compass, Public Charter, Emmett, Falcon Ridge, Four Rivers, Greenleaf, Friends Academy, Liberty Charter Schools, CUNA, Middleton, Parma, Valley View, Vision Charter, Wilder, CWI right now delayed until 11:30. And we're also inviting people that if you're going to be open today, like Dr. Stewart said, or like our friend Charles at Portico Pharmacy, give us a call and we'll let people know that you're open. Look, we encourage you to stay home, but if you're going to be open, people want to go out because you're going to get cabin feverish, good luck. Joining us now, Teresa Baker from the Idaho State Police. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
You know, it's funny. I was looking at our Twitter feed, and I saw that y'all favorited a tweet, and it gave me an idea. I said, boy, the state police are out in this. How goes it?
It is rough out there. We have as many troopers out that we can get out. We have to cover, a lot of time and a lot of roads. So we are getting to slide off as fast as we can and crashes as fast as we can. And we would just urge people to really to slow down because it is the not necessarily the weather causing crashes, but people not adjusting to the weather and crashes.
What are the challenges for y'all in your vehicles? I was saying you got these impressive chargers, but aren't they, and maybe it's a little too inside, but rear-wheel drive? I mean, I'm obsessed with front-wheel drive cars, so.
They are rear-wheel drive.
I know, I can't say it either, yeah.
Are trained, they do a lot of training and driving in these kind of conditions, and they get a lot of experience out there during this time of year, so.
Teresa, unfortunately, you know, you've got these accidents and stuff on the highways where people are going faster than anywhere else. Can you give us some tips on if you see the red lights going and an officer's pulled someone over, maybe trying to help them out of a ditch? What can people do to ensure the safety of the folks on the road and the police officers?
Well, in Idaho, we do have a move over law. So if you do see emergency vehicles or tow trucks in the lane coming up ahead of you, you need to move over to the next lane and slow down if you can't move over, and bolt if you can. That is regardless of the time of year or what's going on. So we would encourage people to move over if they can and definitely slow down. In the construction areas, we have, even a bigger problem is that there's not a lot of room to move over. And if there's crashes in some of those one-lane areas, it's going to back up traffic and cause problems further down the interstate.
Is there a number one safety tip that people can listen to it that would minimize their chances of getting into an accident this morning?
Yes, I think I've said it maybe five times, but we encourage people to slow down. You cannot drive at the normal speed limits in these conditions. You need to leave more room in between yourself and the car in front of you. You may get going, 50 or 60 miles per hour, but that doesn't mean that you can stop any faster.
Yeah, I had a guy behind me spin out, then he got back right and kept going, and with the additional people on the roads, it just increases the probability of a wreck.
It does. And when people see, somebody have a crash or slide off in front of them, it causes them to react and them to perhaps lose control of their vehicle. And, right now we have working on a multiple semi truck crash just outside of Burley, and the interstate's completely shut down. It's going to be shut down for a couple of hours. And, again, probably due to people driving too fast in conditions.
And we've got that, I don't know the latest on that accident on Linder, over by Linder on the highway as well?
Over on the interstate on near Linder, I don't know if there's one off of on actual Linder Road, the interstate at about milepost 43, that is just a slide-off. I don't believe there's any lanes blocked right there. We also have slide-offs at milepost 34, which is Northside Boulevard over in Nampa, and at 36 over in Nampa. We don't think there are any lane blockage right now, but then again, that was as of 2 minutes ago.
I'm with you. It's a stressful morning. We so appreciate your great work and the work of the fine officers that are out there, because you can't call off if you're working the public safety.
No, you can't. It's tough out there, and our troopers are working hard, as well as all the other law enforcement agencies and our folks in the transportation department, and then the tow truck drivers who are working really hard as well.
Boy, now you talk about white gold for tow truck drivers and snowplowers today.
Yeah, I'm sure they are getting some overtime today.
Teresa, if you have the time, I know you're very busy. We'd love to have you back. Thank you for keeping us informed this morning.
Okay, thank you for having us.
All right, Teresa Baker.
Okay. Bye-bye. Drive safe. Bye-bye.
There we have it. Teresa Baker joining us from the Idaho State Police. 6:58, time for traffic.